control of the globalists? You and the globalists are sadly mistaken. You are only under the control of the people that you submit to. The socialists, the Zionists, the Masons, the Illuminati, Council on Foreign Affairs, Skull and Bones, Satanists, the CIA, the FBI, ETC, you name it. The foolish people of today are suggesting or insinuating that these groups of people are somehow in control of the rest of us. These people constantly highlight what it is that these groups, allied with hell, are doing to us and what it is that they are going to do to us in the future. For as much as these wicked men and women would love to take credit for having all power over the lives of others, as if to suggest that they are somehow God, I'm here to say that they and others that believe these lies are sadly mistaken. And those only add strength to tyranny by proclaiming it to be so. And at length, it is paralyzing men by using the fear of man and the fear of consequence, which is only diabolical. We are to fear God, not men, nor are we to take counsel from our fears. Psalm 22, verse 28 tells us, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations." If in America today you can't see the obvious taking place, which is that judgment is turned backwards, where men in both the pulpits and politics, along with their followers, have now magnified the crime in omitting the law instead of magnifying the law against the crime and establishing righteousness through judgment. In other words, we have the blind leading the blind directly into the ditch. We are inundated with lies that are magnified over the truth, which is only temporary, by the way, and that the devil is somehow said to be all-powerful and is in control over the Most High God and his children is ludicrous. However, I'm here to tell those that you are sadly mistaken. Though we know the mainstream media that covers for these global conspirators, they would love for you to believe that they are what you want them to believe that they are, and they are not. One must remember that these are but mere men that will bow their knees just like the rest of us and answer to their creator just like the rest of us for every thought and deed, again, just like the rest of us. Their riches will not profit them in the day of wrath, nor are they able to save their own souls. Psalm 22, verse 29, "And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul." How can one be a Christian and not see the Lord's willingness to do for us as he did for the likes of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, David, Gideon, Samson, and the rest of them? The Lord said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things in which thou knowest not." If you go to Deuteronomy 10, 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God." And furthermore, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me." And wasn't it Jesus that said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father"? So therefore, there's no excuse on the behalf of those that call themselves Christians, because we are to understand clearly that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. People are simply where they are today because of that which they have submitted themselves to. Nothing more and nothing less. America, as you know it, has now fallen to the judgments of the Most High under the curse because they have refused to act under his blessings. In Deuteronomy 8:19, it says, "And it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." 325.7 million people capitulating to a small percentage of criminals that they fail to deal with, that they think and act as if they are above the law. Why? Because again, the people have been conditioned to refuse to hold them accountable to the law. It isn't like the people on a global scale don't know who the guilty are, because we all do, and that by name, as a matter of fact. Instead, people just simply refuse to see and act accordingly to the Word of God, in throwing off tyranny and in process would rather suffer their abuses, period. In the light of Scripture, how does anyone justify the unjustifiable when it comes to saying that we are under the globalist control? You cannot. Instead of you worrying about what your enemies are doing, live your life where your enemies are afraid of what you are doing. Never live your life for the enemy. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really, folks, I just want to kind of spray all over the place today in the sense of what we're going to be covering here. We're going to be talking about this is the voice that the politicians don't want you to hear. But, of course, we all know that this is the fastest hour on national radio. So with that said, I always want to try to get as much content as I possibly can. We don't need to go any further than the fruit that's hanging on the branches of the tree. I know how people love to have another guest talking about the same issues that people tolerate, and then they have to have another desk, a guest tell them the same thing that the one before that told him, and then they have 100 more, and the people still sit there, and they still do nothing about the problem. I'm just going to get directly to the issues, and that's exactly what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, if you want to go any further than that, you can go ahead and do that. We'll contend for the faith if you'd like. Or if it's pro or con, it matters not. Read Jude 3 and 4 when you get a moment, King James Version. So with that, I'm going to cover some things here. But before we do, if you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let's just go down to the nitty-gritty here. And I'm just going to appeal to the people's common sense here, okay? To your intuitiveness. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about what we're seeing here in America. And I'm talking about the talking heads that are put up to the people by the mainstream media, and one of those just happens to be none other than Candace Owens. And the reason I'm bringing her up is because I've already highlighted the point, friends, that Candace takes the same money from Jewish billionaires under the Rothschilds as Charlie Kirk did, and as Ben Shapiro, as James O'Keefe, and the list goes on. Tommy Robinson's a part of that. Again, the list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Well, about a week and a half ago, as Candace is garnering all this attention, playing the problem solvers, but yet never really bringing the resolve that she claims that she has concerning the evidence, she'll only keep leading the American people on and people worldwide by dangling a carrot in front of her nose. And how could it come to you in any other way than from a Mason? One that somehow or another it's okay for them to lie to continuously push their propaganda. And the reason I bring that up is because last week, about a week, week and a half ago, I'd played the video of none other than Candace Owens, who just right in the middle of a sentence started talking about how she was a TPUSA Mason. Okay, it's a Masonic organization, people, that's deceiving the masses. She's a part of the big boy club that you and me are not a part of. You know, one of the things people say, well, Bradley, how do you know that? Well, let me ask you, has she been deplatformed? That's always the first thing I'll look for. Has she been censored? Absolutely not. Is she still making that mad money as she plays the victim? Indeed, she is, just like Donald Trump. They attack each other. They profit from both sides. But who loses? The American people that they suck the finances from and continuously gave them enough information to keep them led on, because people don't understand that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because it's important, and this is just one of the points of the show that I want to highlight real quick. Candace Owens, someone just sent this to me a couple minutes ago, right before the show, and she now says that she had a dream where Charlie Kirk appeared to her in her dream. Isn't that convenient? Yeah, just keep that carrot dangling in front of the faces of the American people. Keep leading them on while the people are distracted from what's really going on, just like it's happening today. And it's exactly what Candace Owens is doing. Now, I'm not, again, like any other show host or controlled operative such as Candace Owens. I'm not saying they don't have good things to say. No, they're keeping your attention as long as that they need to, as they keep admixturing poison in the conversation concerning the narrative that they want to keep driving. Okay? And this is a prime example of it. Let me go ahead and play this for you. And again, this is Candace Owens. And I want you to listen carefully, Christians, as to what she's saying here. And then I want you to ally this with the scripture and tell me what it says in the Word of God concerning what she's bringing forth. Listen to this.
Just said, had a vivid dream this weekend, and Charlie came to me and he told me that he was betrayed.
It's all scripted,
and
people.
So for me,
it's all scripted.
You don't have to believe that, but I do believe that. And, it was the immediate sense I got, actually, and I don't know who exactly it is that betrayed him, but I also felt in the dream that it is soon going to be revealed, that it's actually inevitable that it is going to be revealed.
Was he betrayed, or are they betraying us Americans? That's what people need to ask themselves.
International consequences. Take that to the bank. Quote me on that.
Okay, take that to the bank, she says. Quote me on that. Candace Owens just got done telling me and you that Charlie Kirk, that's allegedly been assassinated, right? And again, I'm holding that word out there to safe vouch myself, but who's been allegedly assassinated. So she's speaking of someone that is dead. Okay, that's the impression she's giving all of us, right? That's what she's conveying to all of us. Candace claims that Charlie Kirk appeared to her in a dream. What does scripture say about that? That is called necromancer. Okay, and what is a necromancer? One who, listen carefully, this is the 1828 Webster's definition of necromancer, one who pretends, okay, to foretell future events by holding converse with departed spirits. Well, what did that spirit say to her? That spirit told her that he was betrayed. She claims it was Charlie Kirk. What does the Bible say about that? When you come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Then shalt thou not be found among them anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or use divination, an observer of times, an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. She called herself a Mason, okay? That'd be a part of the Eastern Star, friends, for women, okay? For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. I am here to tell you that if she is saying, and what she is saying happens to be true, okay? And again, I'm putting that out there, and yes, I am indifferent to her because she called herself a Mason, and I've judged her by her fruits. I see where the money's coming from. I see the narrative she's driving. It all makes perfect sense to keep the people distracted. The Lord said that this is an abomination. but she's trying to normalize this in the face of millions. And look at the timing of all of this. Again, she called herself TPUSA Mason. That's what she called herself. Now she's talking about talking with the dead. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, KLKS. Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
We'll always be safest when we hold closest to the Word of God, friends. It's our safety. The law of God is always going to be our safety. The minute we depart from that wickedly, we're going to get in trouble, friends. And that's why America's in trouble today. I am telling you that Candace Owens is controlled opposition. That's what I'm telling you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And with that, friends, I also wanted to let you know that SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will be transitioning into a brand new page. That may happen today. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen early next week. But be looking for that as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It is who we are and what it is that we've been doing. Now, I want to go forward to another topic here just kind of highlight the fact that last week I had highlighted the fact that an individual said, you know what, we have Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero, and Representative Walter Hudson coming out to do an event with us in Brainerd on Saturday at 6 o'clock this Saturday in Brainerd, Minnesota at Jack's Bowl. And with that, the guy sheepishly and cowardly left a post on there saying, I respect you, Walter, and I respect you, Eric, but Bradley Dean is anti-Semitic.
This is how ignorant people have become in this country. I want to show you what it looks like, and I want you to hear what it looks like or sounds like, friends, forgive me, when you don't make distinction and when you just take it for controlled operatives and in their word in the conservative movement, yesterday's liberals, okay? They're ignorant and they're easily led. They're dumb sheep is what they are. And again, you can call me, say that I'm name calling all that you want to, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm just telling you the facts. They're dumb. Dumb has a definition. Stupid has a definition. It means dull and insensible. And it's exactly what they are. And scripture reminds us of people like this all day long, Jeremiah 5:21. So what I want to do is I want to highlight this real quick, and I want you to listen carefully and observe for those that are watching me right now. These are Jewish people that are calling out the Zionists that are claiming to be what they are not. That is not Semitic, anti-Semitic. That's making distinction. Let me ask you this. How many people today call themselves Christians in America, and you know them by their fruit, and you know all the well that they act more like the devil than they do Christians? Are we not supposed to say anything? And if I speak out against their disobedience towards the Lord, is that being so on and so forth? No, absolutely not. You know where all this has come from? The mainstream media, the spin doctors, the revisionists, those that are pulling the strings behind the useful idiots in the mainstream media. It's anti this and anti that. It's never bringing the people together under the umbrella of the truth. No, that's what we do here. Okay. So I want to make distinction here because the Lord told us to do that in Ezekiel 44:23. As a matter of fact, if you listen to Jesus in Matthew 25, was it not him that made distinction between the sheep and the goats? Is it not the same Jesus in John 7:24 where he told us to judge righteously? Yes, it is. Absolutely. And he continuously exemplified that over and over and over again throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? There's always a separation. And Jesus is the one that said in Matthew 10:34, think not that I come to bring peace. I bring not peace. I bring a sword. He also talks about bringing variance and division. That's what the truth does. Truth divides people. Okay? So let's go full circle. Listen to these Jews of the Lord that will be engrafted back into the Lord in the vine, friends, just like the Gentiles, right? In the process of that, I want you to listen to these Jews. Apparently, they're not anti-Semitic when they call out those that aren't Jews for what they are. And I think the point that I was just trying to make a moment ago concerning Christians, how many denominations are there in the Christian religion? Isn't that crazy? Look at all the division. Right? So when I talk out about the unrighteousness of the division that man has created, is that being anti-man? No. What that is, friends, is it's reproving, it's correcting, it's instructing, and I'm admonishing people to make distinction between their left hand and the right, between good and evil. Okay? That's that simple. Let's go ahead and listen to some of these Jewish people calling out Zionists for who they really are.
Israel is not the Jewish state.
Wait a second. Did these Jews, did I hear that correctly? Oh, I did. These Jews that are in modern day Israel are asked if they, asking Jews if he's a Zionist, and he said no. And what did he say? He said, these are not Jews, these are Zionists. He said these Zionists are a part of the terrorist state that's destroying Gaza. And yet, the people that are claiming to be the children of God, who are in fact a part of the synagogue of Satan, are the ones claiming that they're victims of anti-Semitism. Gosh, people, it's really this simple. It's really this simple. And if you don't awake to the simplicity of what I'm talking about, this is why people are so brainwashed. They take the devil up, who claims himself to be God or the children of God, and saying, you better not talk out against us because if you do, you're anti-Semitic. And who am I talking about? Mylakowski, Netanyahu, right? And yet, you fail to judge him by his fruit. And because you fail to judge him by his fruit, that's why you're confused. And yet Jesus told you to judge them by their fruit. We're talking about modern day Israel, created by Thomas Herzl, an atheist, establishing through the Bellflower Declaration to be a godly people. It was established by someone that said he didn't believe in God. Establishing a people of God? Okay. And then here comes one of the elitists, they love to be called that, Rothschild, who we all know is a devil incarnate, funds what you call modern-day Israel, and people still can't figure it out? Okay, well, again, like I said, let's ask these people, these Jewish people in Israel, concerning the Zionists. I'll play the whole thing.
Israel is not the Jewish state.
This is not a Jewish state. It's a Zionist terrorist state.
This is a Zionist terrorist state.
Correct.
So why is it that they don't consider you? Look, a Jewish person is against that. Are you anti-Semitic?
Let me ask you, am I anti-Semitic?
Tell me, that's what they want to say. Anyone who's against them is anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it's like me, friends, calling out someone that claims to be a Christian for their disobedience. Am I anti-Christ for calling them out for their disobedience? Absolutely not. I'm holding to the Word of God that declares, be holy as I am holy. See again how backwards people have become?
You're a Jew. Yeah, you're against them.
But the difference between Judaism and Zionism, Judaism is a religion, Zionism is nationalism.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing to do with anti-Semitic. We Jews lived in peace with the Palestinian people hundreds of years, and we lived in peace, and we can still live in peace. It's only because Zionism...
So you have Jewish people over in modern-day Israel protesting Zionists. And a guy was very clever to do what he did in asking them, so are you anti-Semitic, to a Jewish man? He said, no, Zionism is a philosophy for a political movement. Okay? And then when he was asked, so are you anti-Semitic, to a Jewish man, he started to chuckle. He said, of course not. He's just making distinction between the Jews of the Lord and those that claim to be the children of God, when in fact he's calling them out for exactly what they are. Here's one more. I just wanted to make clear. Here are the Jews of the Lord. By the way, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, his mother was Jewish. His name is Jesus. He's my Lord. Okay? Again, let's make distinction here, people. Listen to this guy.
To the Palestinians. Yes. Again, Palestine belongs.
These are
to the
Jews of the Lord.
Needs to host Jews and accept that when Jews have been suffer persecution in European states and been expelled from there, we found a safe haven in Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Iraq, Turkey, and yes, also Palestine. That was the
These are the Jews
people.
Of the
and
Lord,
now,
friends.
Since the last
These
12,
are the ones that you're
years,
not hearing from.
Palestinians have been subjected to ethnic cleansing. 48.
So the Jews are calling out the Zionists that the evangelicals in America are affirming to be the children of God, when in fact they are
thousands
not.
Thousands of them died from thirst while running away for their lives.
He's talking about the crimes of Netanyahu, Milikowski.
Which sadly one day turned to be Israel Defense Force. It's
IDF.
Israel terrorist force. They've never been defense
You just called
force.
The IDF a terrorist
Israel
force.
Israel has no right to defend itself. What are they doing? They're sitting right on the head of the Palestinian, killing them, stealing their
These
land,
are the Jews. I'm just reiterating purposely.
Can you imagine? I'll come to take your house.
To remove the ignorance in the minds of the brainwashed imps that watch TV all day long.
Unfortunately, a very sad joke.
Wow, I wonder how that's working out for people that don't think. Whoa, you know what they're doing? They're actually saying, you know what? Man, Bradley's got a point here. He really does. Oh, if you look up on the screen right now, friends, here's Bill Gates. If you want to know where this devil is and what he's a part of, this is Bill Gates with Rabbi Schneerson, another part of the Zionists. These are all the ones that are surrounding you and controlling you people.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Susan calling in from Washington. And I'm just going to wait for this to tone down a little bit, Susan, and I'll pick you up. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Susan. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thanks. I just called in to say I completely agree with everything you're saying in your show as far as, you know, nobody wants to talk to you because you're, you know, you speak the truth and truth tellers are opinionated, and I'm just sharing because I'm going to get the T-shirt that says everything that I've been called, and I'm going to start wearing it.
You know what?
And
go ahead.
Infomercial, and this is by my. Everything I'm saying is in parentheses. So-called Christian people, I was accused of being opinionated for telling the truth, and I told this woman, well, at 68 years old, I hope to God I have an opinion, but it's not my opinion; it's God's word.
Amen.
And I was told to quit my infomercial in another Bible study, and it's just unbelievable. Anyway, so
no, you're right.
I just, and like you know I said, what? I thought a
yeah, they
would be appropriate at this time.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And if Jesus had one, and I speak as a man, it would have said, I've come to offend. The message is repent to a sinful world.
Amen.
And you take Martin Luther, mm-hmm. for example, the reformer from the 1500s, he said, a man of God needs to preach in such a way that either they hate their sin or they hate the preacher. Mm-hmm. Do you see any of that today? Not even close.
No.
And Jesus told us we're going to be hated for his namesake. And even said, this is my commandment that you love one another. So that love entails what? Holiness, right. Romans 5:5. But you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. So welcome to the club, Susan. And I praise God that you're out there.
Well, you know what? I'm good with it. I tell my husband every day. I just lost a neighbor friend because she enrolled her child into LGBTQ mess of school, and I told her, we talked about it at length, and I told her, she goes, well, I'm not really agreeing to anything. I'm just electronically signing a document. I go, you're agreeing to the wickedness.
Yep, you're right.
What are you doing?
Yep.
So anyway, long story short, I could go on, but yeah, no, it's all good. And you know what's interesting, Bradley? The last thing I'll say is the people that say we judge, and I hate that word judge, that we're always getting judged, are the very people that judge us.
Yep,
correct?
That's right.
On what we, I don't know if that came out right.
No, it was.
People say I judge. People say I judge. I don't. I just speak scripture. And then they judge me for what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense. I wrote this in my last book about how they say, what do you think, you're holier than thou? No, they hate the word of God, and that's the only argument against the word of God is their sin, and it's exactly right. And I want to say this, too. You know what's crazy is my mind is just going to my yesterday guest, and that was Paul Turney. He was one of the guys that was on the USS Liberty who was attacked by the IDF.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that the history of the wars concerning America, we've been at war for 93% of the time that we have been a country. And you know who the Zionists use for their wars? Christians. That don't know the difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so it shows you that they're under the thumb of those that they claim to be the men of God, yet they say, like Henry Kissinger did, that military men are just dumb, stupid animals to only be used for foreign policy. So if you can't wake them up from that, how do you wake them up? And only the Holy Ghost can do that.
Amen to that, brother, because I can't, you know what? Unless you're teachable, forget it. And like you said, unless you hold on to that stuff so tight and you're just not going to change your mind. It is totally the Holy Spirit that can break that and change that. Because
amen.
I've been told, and true, I don't go to a physical church anymore because I've been told I'm very divisive. And I'm like, you know what? Jesus Christ came here and he divided people.
Big time.
You know?
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I mean, it sounds like you got the gift of gab as well. So every time you say something, I can respond to it with the affirmative. But it's exactly right. I mean, we're in the predicament that we're in today, and it's like what I said to Phil yesterday, Susan, is the fact that 86% of the people in this country profess clearly to what they're not going to, you know, what they are not. Well, the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach, because the Lord will not hold you guiltless concerning those that take his name in vain. And yet you look at the culture's report card. They don't want to take that responsibility, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter if you want to take responsibility or not. You're either going to be falling under the blessings or the judgment. So now we're under judgment, and they want to keep acting as if they're being blessed when in fact they're not.
Can I say one more thing? I'm sorry.
It's all yours.
Okay, so I was sitting in this Bible study, which I struggle with it anyway, but they were talking about the LGBTQ stuff, and this one lady says, well, I don't like the word gay anyway. I call them homosexuals. And I looked at her, and she said, we have to succumb. And I go, succumb to what, the culture? And then another lady goes, I hate that word culture. I go, well, that's what we live in. And we're not to succumb. I go, I call them sodomites because that's what they do. That's what they are. And in every state, it's illegal.
That's
and
right.
I had six pairs of eyes on me and silence.
Yep. Well, that's the problem right there.
Exactly, and that's what I told them. I said, we're not to succumb to the culture. We're to lead it.
That's right.
We're supposed to be leading it.
That's right.
Anyway, sorry, I get really passionate.
No,
my passion, Bradley, has been told to me as being so opinionated. I go, well, actually, that's my heart, and, you know, whatever.
Well, we need more of it. We need more of it, Susan. Totally appreciate the phone call in a big way. 281-845-4704. I want to put one more thing away, if you don't mind, friends. So we have a pastor here asking, and again, we have somebody that actually knows the Word of God here, asking the question about what they call the Star of David. And I want you to hear this, friends, because if you go into a church that has what they call the Star of David, I'm here to tell you, it is mythology. It does not exist. It's not in the Word of God. It is the Star of Remphan, okay? It's a cultic. And so what they have done is they put it behind politicians that look like they're there for the people to basically desensitize you and to what? Recondition you and to indoctrinate you. I don't want to use the word re-educate you, but they want to indoctrinate you. And the way that they do that is they keep people away from the Word of God by the enemy keeping them from the cross and entertaining them from the cross of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. Okay, so this pastor, he asked the question to these evangelicals concerning the Star of David. And I thought it would do everybody a service to go ahead and just kind of add on to this little period of education that we're actually admonishing people and exhorting people to and giving them understanding as to the nonsense that's being thrown on them by the mainstream media and the said evangelicals that don't take the time to know the Word of God. And yet that's what they claim that they're appointed for and by, namely the Lord. I want you to listen to this, folks, because the question's asked.
Where does that symbol come from?
Where does that symbol
it's
come from? The response
explicitly.
Is, it's never written explicitly.
In the Bible itself.
It's in the Bible itself.
Is it in the Talmud? Is there a passage in the Bible about that or no?
No.
Okay. So you're not really sure exactly where that comes from?
No. You got me.
Is it nobody knows, yeah, huh?
One preacher says, yeah. You got me, but yet he promotes it. This is the nonsense that's going on in the evangelical world
today.
I know
it's called the Star of David.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with David?
No, I don't think so.
There must be somewhere, I do not remember exactly what the association was.
Okay. I believe that what they call the Star of David is actually the Star of Remphan. Because when you study the Bible, you'll see that when they worshipped other gods, the Bible talks about them carrying the banner of the star of their god, Remphan.
You rejected the God of the Bible. You took up for yourself the star, that's the 6-1 star, of your God, called Remphan or Kiun. All these were names for Moloch, the great Baal, the great fire god, who was the devil.
Beelzebub.
That's right, Beelzebub. And they were shocked about this. Now, who is this star god? If they only read the Old Testament, they would know this. In Amos, God said, you have taken up the star, and you've made me furious by doing that. And you have actually
just tearing down the lies, friends. Just tearing down the father's idols that they've created. That's all nonsense.
They sacrificed their own children, the Jews did, to the star god.
When they worshipped a false god, they had the Star of Remphan as an icon and as a symbol.
That's what you're seeing today.
We never see a Star of David in Scripture,
nope.
But the star of the false god Remphan. And so we know today that they are not worshiping the true God, because the Bible says, he that denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. If the Jews do not believe on the Son, the Bible says they don't have the Father. So who do they have? Somebody else, a false God. Therefore, they're not worshiping the same God that we worship. Some people will say, oh, they worship God the Father, they just don't acknowledge Jesus. But the Bible teaches that it's impossible to worship the Father if you don't acknowledge the Son.
You get back to the Masonic fraternity.
So we're going back to the Masons.
They're great
modern day.
G. You'll look at the star on the compass, which is a stylized Star of David. In fact, they have the entire Star of David in many Masonic temples. Why is that? Masonry is a study of Judaism and of the Kabbalah.
Okay, so there you have it, friends.
I just want to...
You know, so I would suggest for people to take shots at me without actually, you know, taking the time to confront me or actually have a decent conversation between the two of us. Instead of attacking me, why don't you go ahead and call me and then call me out for what it is that I'm sharing with you that is misinformation. I've been waiting for those phone calls for a long, long, long time. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, I wanted to show you some other things too as well, because I think it's important for people to understand that while you're being sold this digital system today, you know, because they're doing it in the UK right now, the right to work, right? Either you do it our way or you're not going to work, as if to suggest our rights come from them. Well, they're doing that here in America, right? But going back to the UK, I want to show you the response of the people in the UK to what they're trying to force on them, because the mainstream media will act, or they'll try to portray it as if everybody's just going along with it, when in fact they're not. We'll be right back.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota, and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see those calls. I'm just going to show you what's going on in England right now. Again, because the mainstream media, just like everything else they try to push, they'll try to normalize the agenda that they're pushing against the people illegally, okay? So I just highlighted during the end of the last segment that you have the Prime Minister over there, extorted no doubt, coming out and saying that, you know, it's free of charge to the people of the UK. And of course, he doesn't take the time to realize that someone's working to pay taxes so he can be in that position, right? That did pay for it, because he has the position whereby he takes the initiative to steal the tax dollars from the people in the UK to reallocate them into programs to war against the people he's supposed to be serving. That's how ignorant he is. Hosea 4:6. With that, he talks about how there's a new program, and it's a digital currency. In other words, it's away with paper and silver and gold. It's all going digital. And he said, if you don't allow us to, I'm going to ad lib here a little bit, if you don't allow us to corral you into our world system, which is the Hegelian dialect, because it's two steps forward, one step back. The first step, friends, is to get you to take a digital currency. And once you take that, you're done. 13:17 Revelation. Let me say it again. The minute you take that, you're done. You've just given all control over to a bunch of computers and people that dictate. And then what they'll do, friends, is they'll begin to weed out their opposition. Everything will be on there. As a matter of fact, one of the initiatives being sold to the people is we want to make sure everybody gets this digital ID to see who, quote unquote, who didn't take the vaccines and who did. No joke. But how's that faring going forward? How's that faring for the people in England? I want you to see, just like what they don't want you to see, is all of the people worldwide that are beginning to stand up now, namely in Europe, saying, and they're not asking, folks, they're telling their said representatives, get rid of these illegal immigrants, they're destroying the country, or else we're going to deal with you. We've seen that during the pandemic, okay? Jeremiah 11:9. So let's go over to England. Let's see how that's working out for them right now. Because, again, this is information they will not bring to the people.
No chance.
They're attacking the police. They're attacking the police. Folks, you got to understand something. All of these policemen in this particular situation, they're not doing their job. They're doing the job of the dictators, okay? And the point is if somebody doesn't do it for them, you know as well as I do, the dictators are not going to do it for themselves. So this is what's important for people to see. See what happens when the people say no more, okay? And they look at the police who are trying to enforce unlaw, tyrannical dictates and decrees, okay? What are they going to do, friends? They can't enforce it when the people resist. Let me say it again. They cannot enforce what the people resist. In England, they are massively resisting right now this said digital currency. Okay? They're resisting it. And again, I want to make clear that you see and hear and understand that when the media comes out because Donald Trump sold it to you as the Genius Act, talking about a digital currency, talking out of both sides of his mouth as usual, saying, you know what, I just basically implemented this and it's called the Genius Act. And of course, nobody does it better than me, says Donald Trump, Isaiah 14, starting verse 12, and just like his father, the devil, John 8:44, and nobody does it better than me, but people don't know what he's leading them to. And then what does he do? He starts to talk about, and he goes on and starts talking about our monetary system, how it's ancient, and it's out of date, and it doesn't work anymore. Folks, the problem is, just like all of their unconstitutional policies, it's not that the law doesn't work. It's that we lack good men in office to enforce the laws that are already there. That's the problem we're having. And Americans don't realize that they are the law. Okay? And once they realize that they are the law under God and they enforce the law to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, this is all going to stop. I mean, God forbid, Americans, that we take responsibility and say no more of this nonsense and deal with the corrupt. Boy, that sounds like a novel idea, doesn't it? No, it sounds like scripture to me, people. That's what it sounds like. The Lord said, when you keep my commandments, you will live. He didn't say maybe, he said you will. When you establish judgment and righteousness within the gates, folks, this is what happens. And this is exactly what the people in England are doing right now. They're saying no more. They're rising up against the illegal immigrants in that country that have taken over their country. And they waited till the last minute, folks, many of them have. They wait until their backs are up against the wall. Then they throw their hands up in the air, they listen to the heretics, they don't take responsibility, and they get more of the same evil report. And what is it? Evil to men. And evil to evil men. They're receiving the evil that they sowed into. They're reaping what they sowed. Okay? And it's called the judgments of the Lord. For the sake of time, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take these calls. I got Stacy calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you for all you're doing. They're not going to call you, even though you've offered up to them. You're willing to talk to them because they're cowards. They're complete cowards. They know that that's why they hate being called out by people who say, hey, this, why are we giving $6 billion to Israel? And then we're paying so much at the pump or for food. They don't like hearing that. They don't like people speaking out. And the more we speak out, the more they're going to go back into their holes because they cannot stand to have themselves exposed. I mean, even the prime minister, some silly, you know, statement about how we didn't do it when everybody knows they silence people and they've done it for years. If you talk about the Epstein blacklist or blackmail list. So we need to keep speaking out. The more we speak out, the more they scurry because they are guilty and they can't stand to have the truth in their face.
That's right. And I totally appreciate the call. Stacy, we're going to be out in Brainerd, Minnesota on Saturday, 6 p.m. We're going to be there with Eric Lucero and Walter Hudson. So come up to me when you come out there. I'd love to meet you. Wanted to tell you, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come. You're not going to know salvation or the salvation of the Lord until you magnify his law, bring judgment unto the heads of the wicked. Then he promises to bring forth salvation. He said, it is near to me to come and my righteousness to be revealed, Isaiah 56, verse 1. I totally love that, and it's exactly right. Isaiah 26, verse 9, again, the throne of God, Psalm 97, the list goes on. Again, for the sake of time, friends, we're going to get to John. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, I had a question about something that you may want to share with the audience, and I'll take the answer offline, but I wanted to know, and if you could tell me and the listeners, how do you and your wife and your children, each other together, what encourages you the most about your family and your relationship with your wife and your children, that how you guys prepare each other for battle every day?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
You know, sharing that would be cool because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would love to hear that.
So I got 2 minutes. I'll answer off air. Thank you, John. Totally appreciate it. So before I got married, I was praying for the Lord to bestow a wife on me because I was going into the public arena. And with that, he answered. Within a year, I was married. Matter of fact, it was prophetically called in. And within 10 months, I was married. I told her, you need to understand that I'm fixed on the things of the Lord, just like Moses was concerning Zipporah, his wife. And I said, you're going to have to jump on because I don't have time to turn around and play games that worldlings play. I wasn't accusing her of anything. I just threw it at her. And she was raised up in a Christian home. Her parents are pastors. She's a PK kid. And so she jumped right on, and she was just in her element right when we took off. I didn't want to have kids right away. About 5 years later, as a matter of fact, I could even take it a step further than that. It gets a little personal, but just like King David said, he didn't take time for his lover because he was so absorbed into the flow of the Holy Ghost in his life that he was just fixed on the Lord, like again, making reference to Moses. And that's exactly where I was. I was just fixed on getting out there and giving unto me the heathen as thine inheritance. And we were doing a lot of high schools and everybody came along. 5 minutes later, or 5 years later, we went to a meeting. A prophet came up and had called in my son. He called in where I was from and he also called in a bus. 6 months later, they were all there. With that, we started doing high school assemblies all over the country. My kids were raised on a bus. My first two kids were actually raised on the bus, and they get to see daddy in action. And that is the best way to raise up your kids in ministry, is to show them Christianity as daddy and mommy follow Christ. That's exactly how all my boys were raised. And as I said, there's no better way to raise your children than just that, because there's too many kids that are raised up in the homes of ministry where they're taught one thing, but they don't see their parents actually live it. Well, my kids seen it all. They seen the media attack me. They seen, you know, all the assemblies that we did. They were able to discern the lies from the truth, and the list goes on. Radio affiliates, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. I want to finish this off air because, again, that was a great question, John. Listen, folks, we all understood that when we came to the Lord, that Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross. Well, the problem is too many people, because of the modern gospel, come to the Lord for what they can get from the Lord rather than what it is, how they yield themselves over to the Lord. Let me say it this way. This last week, I woke up with the thought, prayer isn't what it is that we can get from the Lord to fulfill our desires, okay? Prayer is having the Lord put his desires in us and receiving what it is that he would have us have concerning his will, that it might be done on this earth as it in heaven. And so in saying that, folks, you have to understand the cross there. Once we go to Christ, he said, for those that try to save their life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. It's absolutely 100% true. It's where you lose your life is where you really find it. And everybody in my family understood that right off the bat. Some were born into it. My wife understood it. I'm not saying it wasn't hard. I'm not saying that we're past those lessons. We're always going to be in school. And once we feel that we're not going to be in school anymore, we're going to become enemies of the cross. And we're not going to do that. So everybody was raised up in my ministry, in my home, watching Dad in ministry do literally reach out to millions of people, literally. They've been raised up watching Dad do it. They've, and I'm talking about being out there with the people, which is my payday. They've watched Dad be raised as they've been raised up, watching me on radio every day of my life, now doing church on Sundays. They've watched, like I said earlier, and ending the show concerning my radio broadcast just a couple minutes ago, they've seen the media lie about me. They've seen the media jump on tour with us and tell the truth about us. So they've seen it all. And again, let me just reiterate this for the third time. There's no better way than to raise up your family than by practicing what you preach. Once you get out of the zone of practicing what you're preaching, that's where the kids are going to start to hate the things of God. Okay? And I want to say this too to John, and I want you to hear this. I just seen that call. You can call back. I don't know why you just dropped off there. But I want you to understand that when you're in ministry, you don't take your hat off here and then put on another hat there. You don't compartmentalize your faith. They've always seen Dad as, this is what you see, this is what you get. And they know that firsthand. And I think that's always been a good place. The Lord has also, if I might add, he's also put me in a place of great dependency upon him for the people. And why do I say that? Because of my inabilities. And it reminds me of Peter and John and the Pharisees, when they were looking at Peter and John, they looked at him as unlearned and ignorant men. And the Lord says that he chose, in 1 Corinthians, I'm thinking of Peter and John, where they said that they perceived that they were with Jesus, but they were unlearned and ignorant men. And I also think about in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about God has not chosen, the weak things of the world. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. And he's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And it's absolutely true. And so in saying that, I've just always followed the lead of the Holy Ghost. I've always kept my hand on that plow. I mean, folks, it's to the point now in my ministry, 25, 30 years in it, that I have an absolute need for the Word of God continuously because I'm being spent so much. Does that help? I think when you have when you have time to yourself and there's not a pull on you to meet the demand that the Lord would have in this earth, I think you're going to be in the devil's playground, and then you're going to get in trouble. And then what that breeds is more trouble coming from your family. But my families, my kids have never seen me neutral one day in their life. They've never seen Dad neutral. I've never been neutral. I am like Jonathan Edwards, who writes out 15 resolutions and making more of his time and redeeming the time for the days are evil. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, and yet if I had more time, I would take it because that's how much we're doing here. And case in point, I'm answering John, and I'm also talking to my family out there, my radio family out there. Looks like a possibility of doing a whole lot of schools coming up here again. I'm totally looking forward to that. Talking about high schools, which precedes colleges. You know, colleges where they think they all know the answers and they're stupider than the high school kids. Yeah, no joke. But we got, that's a potential right now. We got three more dates in the works as we're speaking. I'm going to be doing an event on Saturday. And I'm just sharing with you and answering John's question. On top of that, I'm getting content for every day's radio show. And I got so many tabs up there, I could be on the radio for 3 hours every day. But I got an event coming up on Saturday in Brainerd. And then in the meantime, I'm also writing a book, which I'm spending hours on every night, just breaking down the profits right now. The book is called Face Off. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, again, since we're off the radio, I want to go ahead and show you the new cover and just kind of just throw it out there and see what your thoughts are concerning the ideas that we have here. And I'm pulling it up right now. So if you don't mind, just give me a moment. I was going to cover a couple more topics as well, friends, today, but I'll just hold over for tomorrow due to the fact that it's so much more. It'd be another 45 minutes hour radio program. Okay, so here's the new book that we're agreeing to right now. It's called Face Off, Weapons of War, and it's about the profit. And so I'm just kind of sliding it up and down here for you so you can see it. But we just signed off on the artwork yesterday, and I don't want to get too excited about it because when I wrote the last three books last year, I kind of proposed and kind of threw out there that these books would be done real soon. Well, guess what, friends? It doesn't happen that way. And about the time that you say it's almost done, you're going to be on it for quite a while. So I'm just learning to kind of slow my roll this time around. But we did finish the artwork. That will be up and coming. Also wanted to let you know, since I have you in closing today's show, and I hope that answered John's question, because that was kind of an out-of-nowhere question, but I can tell you because that's what we live here. I wanted to also show you that we just put up a brand new site. You hear the commercial about church, and every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're seeing that exponentially growing as well. The page is called The Dean. We just put it up yesterday, and in part, we're going to fix up some more of the artwork, but here's The Dean right here. I just put it up. It's not even public yet. If you'd like to go ahead and join that, go to the Facebook page. It's called The Dean, and go ahead and like that. And what we're going to start doing on Sunday is start broadcasting on that channel along with the other channels that we already facilitate. So at least they have a heads up. We're going to be talking about predestination, and if I can just go ahead and finish that point really quick, we're going to be done. But predestination and election, I've said this on church, and I love it. I love the thought. It was not Jonathan Edwards' idea. Predestination and election is not John Calvin's idea. It wasn't Martin Luther's idea. It wasn't Augustine's idea, and the list goes on. No, it was penned by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost through Paul. And when you look in the New Testament, friends, these are the topics that we overlook in the church. And yet, you look to the patriarchs of the faith, the fathers of the faith, you look throughout the Word of God, and those are the first things, like John Knox said, concerning predestination and election, that you need to know that first before anything else. Before anything else. And the reason I'm saying this is because people, when you say the word predestination or you say the word election, all of a sudden people say, because they've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit or those that profess to be Christians that don't know the Word of God, they've been taught by those imbeciles that, oh, you're one of those people. Wait a second. I am one of those people. And I want to tell you why I'm one of those people. Because Paul wrote about it continuously throughout the New Testament. And when you see these things being omitted from the message through the modern gospel today, you better ask yourself the question as to why you're not taking the time to know the importance of what the Lord thought it was important enough for us to know concerning predestination and election. It's called digging deep. It's not just scratching the surface. I'm saying that for the purpose. We're going to be talking about predestination and election on Sunday. And again, folks, you're all welcome. And we're going to stick to the word. We're not going to get outside there. We're not going to be speculating. We're not going to be debating. We're not going to deconstruct the Word of God and ask people, well, what are your thoughts on this certain scripture here? See, because what they'll always do is adjust it to their own sinful lifestyles, when in fact what we should be doing as preachers is holding up the standard, Acts 17:31, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, his name is Jesus Christ. So we're going to be talking about that. And if you'd like to jump on Facebook and go over to the page, The Dean, we're going to be broadcasting there, as well as my personal page, as well as other outlets on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and the list goes on. So with that, love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. I'm trying to hold on to my voice as long as I can, friends, because as I said, we're doing this 7 days again, 7 days a week, and just got a lot going on here. And I'm just honored to be a part of your lives, if that's the case. And I'm just honored that you continuously come over here and facilitate the information that we're bestowing upon you. So with that, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Actions speak a lot louder than words, and that's how we're supposed to preach our lives. And again, I hope that was sufficient, what I gave you, John. Though it was scrambled and broken up, those were my thoughts, and I told you right from the hip. Maybe, you know what I should do, answering John there, is maybe I should have my wife on the show, and she can answer that question. I think it's better when it comes from somebody else rather than from myself, but it's always been the case in this family. It's always, we're following Christ. We got to get busy. We only have one life to do this, and in the process of doing that, we want to see the fruits of the Holy Ghost in our ministry, and that's what we've done, and the kids have always been a part of being a part of the ministry, and they've always had to be, but they've always done it with a smile on their face, and they've always done it in a way where they're always being educated every step of the way. So that's the cool part of actually being inclusive with your family, and the point that I was going to make, and I got to end the show, I really do, is this. Everybody's a part of the family. It's all inclusive. You don't say, God has my heart first, and then my wife, and then my children, and, you know, then we go out and we do this. No, it's all in one. Who gave you that wife? Who gave you that family? Okay? And yes, it is the fruit of your heart as unto the Lord, Matthew 6:33, but the bottom line, Jeremiah 29:11-13, but the bottom line is when you get this ministry, you don't get one without the other. And that is what a ministry is all about. Cool? Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya. Have a good night, people.